You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
Welcome, everyone, to the Strategy Show on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Liz Lynch of SmartNetworking.com and the author of Smart Networking, Attract a Following in Person and Online. In my company, I work with established businesses and professional service firms who have great expertise but aren't yet generating all the business they deserve. I show them how to attract maximum clients with minimum effort. On every episode of the Strategy Show, I bring you the success tips, tools, resources, and mindset that I share with my own clients. We cover topics like how to raise your profile, how to be seen as an expert, how to create strategic relationships, and how to find new ways to reach out to your market and make them want to listen to you. If you have questions on any of these topics, I'd love to answer them. The best thing to do is post them on my Facebook fan page, and I'll do my very best to answer them on this show. So go to www.lizlynchfan.com, click the like button at the top of the page, and post your question on my wall. I look forward to hearing from you and interacting with you there. We know that each day we have hundreds of thoughts going through our heads, thoughts about things we're doing, things we have to remember to do, and things we want and haven't gotten yet. But we have thousands of messages coming in demanding our attention. We would be completely immobilized and likely go insane if we paid attention to each one. That's why we've all developed filters, both conscious and subconscious ones, to know which of these messages to focus on. So if your baby cries in the next room, your sensors go off. But if there's white noise around your office, well, you've probably learned to block that out so you can get work done. When we're speaking to prospects or networking partners about our work, we have to get through those filters that they have up. Otherwise, what we have to say won't come through and register in their minds. So here are three things to keep in mind to develop the right messages to help you get through to the right people at the right time. Number one, lock into their self-talk. What is your target market saying to themselves about their business or their life? What are the situations they're describing that are causing them stress? What are the actual words and phrases they're using? To get through those filters, you have to speak in their language and about the issues that are important to them. Otherwise, you just fade into the irrelevant white noise that they've learned to screen out. Number two, plug yourself into their picture. Connect what you do to what your market wants, not what you think they need or what would be good for them if they'd only pay attention to you. You know, it's one thing to be Apple and create products people will want and decide they need as soon as they see them, but most of us don't have the luxury of time or the R&D or marketing budgets to really pull that off. I always focus my clients first on the low-hanging fruit. Going after the stated but unmet needs builds your bank account a lot faster. And number three, sell the destination, not the deliverable. Most service providers are very focused on their deliverables, the tangible report or product they give to their client that will quote unquote validate their work together. But in reality, clients don't care about having a financial plan or a website. They care about what they believe those things will get them. So keep your communications focused on the results they'll experience. And when you do talk about your deliverables, relate them to those results. Again, this is all about getting through their filters in an effective way. You know, you could shout more loudly than the next person or bring in bright, shiny objects to get people's attention, but that will be fleeting. Connecting to what's important to your audience is what brings the substance to your message and will help you gain the trust to keep their attention long term. So if you're looking for more ways to get the attention of your audience and create a craving for what you have to offer, then you definitely want to be part of the Smart Networking community. Come join me on my Facebook fan page, stop by and say hi, introduce yourself, post questions for me. Let's interact. The easiest way to get there is to go to www.lizlynchfan.com. And if you're a Twitter person, I'm there as well. So go find me at @Liz_Lynch. And don't forget the underscore. If you'd like the latest business growth news and resources and be the first to hear of new articles, programs, and tools that we're releasing into the market, then go to smartnetworking.com and enter your name and email address so we can keep you up to date. So I look forward to sharing more tips, tools, techniques, and mindset strategies on the next episode of The Strategy Show here on EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Signing off for now, this is Liz Lynch of smartnetworking.com, helping you attract maximum clients with minimum effort. Thanks for listening.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton of Speech Coaching Radio, and you are listening to EPN.